Okay, that is low, and you see everything live in session for us from 2011. I've just got to say that there's been rumours flying around all evening about Marquee Smith, and we're just getting to grips with it now. So I'm going to play you a Manic Q&A from Glenn Matlock and a tune, and we'll come out the other side of it and see where we are. Okay, thank you.
Manic Q&A. What is your name and what musical outfit are you a member of?
My name is Glenn Matlock with one N, and I've been in many bands over the years. I suppose the most notable one in this is Sex Pistols, but that was a long bleeding time ago now. And I do loads of different things with different people, but I also perform as a solo artist all around the world in different shapes and guises.
What is your first musical memory?
My first musical memory is putting on a 78 record on the radiogram at home of the Big Bopper's Chantilly Lace, and then retiring immediately to the other side of the room because they go round so fast, and that shellac is a bit heavy duty if it spins off because you think it's going to take your head off, but you go and cower in the corner. But that was pretty good. The B-side was the Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor.
What was the first record you bought?
I bought two in tandem. One was the Kinks, You Really Got Me, and the other one was the Beatles' Twist and Shout EP, and I still have them both, and I still play them every now and then. High Days and Holidays.
What was the first gig you attended as a member of the audience?
Right, well, I suppose we can discount going to Butlins and seeing the Red Coat show, but I did go and see Pentangle at the Royal Albert Hall. I got some tickets for free out the back of the Melody Maker. This is, like, really early 70s. And I bugged seeing them because there was a TV show called Take Three Girls, and they'd sort of done the theme tune for it. And the band was fantastic. It was like John Renbourn and Danny Thompson. I didn't know that then, but looking back, that was kind of cool. But the first really rocking gig that I dug was Humble Pie supporting Grand Funk Railroad in Hyde Park. And that must have been about 1971. And they blew them off stage. One of the support bands to Humble Pie was a band called Head, Hands and Feet, which featured Chaz and Dave as part of the band.
What was the first gig you played?
First gig I performed at was in a really early version of the Sex Pistols. There was a guy in a band, this is before we got John, and it wasn't even really called the Sex Pistols, but it was Steve, Paul, myself and this guy called Wally Nightingale, who was punk rock's answer to Noel Coward's role in the movie The Italian Job, so you better watch it and find out. But we played at a place called Tom Salter's Cafe on the King's Road in Chelsea, and it was a very sort of place to be at. We wasn't very good. I think we drove everybody out, but it was a laugh. That was the first one we did.
Have you ever screamed or cried at a gig?
Yes, I went to see a band, it might have been Rockpile or somebody like that, at Dingwalls, and this sort of quite a good-looking young lady accidentally, but very skillfully and very accurately, trod on my foot in her stiletto shoes, and I winced and called her a few names at the time, and it was actually Joni Mitchell. So, I'm like, oops, there you go. So, yes, I think I cried then.
What is the most ridiculous item of clothing you have ever donned?
Right, well, it's not clothing so much, but in the sort of, when I had a band called the Rich Kids, I decided I wanted to look like Gene Vincent. And I was up in Edinburgh, and I had my hair done black, and I had a perm, because he had a bit curly hair, and I slicked it all back, and it looked great. But as soon as I went on stage that night, under the hot lights, all the grease melted, and was running down my cheeks, and when I looked at a picture of myself afterwards, I actually looked like kind of early 70s period Tony Bennett, which was not right for a punk rocker.
If you could go back in time and prevent one band in particular from forming, who would it be and why?
Oh, and why? Well, Paper Lace. I think that kind of goes without saying, really. I like a bit of cheese, but there's cheese and there's cheese. There's Parmesan and there's Dairy Leaf, and maybe middle of the road with Parmesan of cheesy music, and Paper Lace with a Dairy Leaf.
Have you ever had a fight on stage? And if so, with whom and who won?
Well, then, again, an early pistol show at the Nashville, we actually had quite a heavy-duty altercation with the audience, and we didn't come off too badly.
If you could be a fly on the wall in any band's dressing room, which band would it be and why?
Oh, which band would it be and why? The Trogs. And why? Have you ever heard the Trogs tape?
Have you ever asked anyone for their autograph?
No, I haven't actually. I've been asked for mine quite a few times, and I think the worst thing ever was somebody asked make a sign their arm, which I did, and I saw them at one of my shows a few months later, and they don't mind what got tattooed on their arm. Oh, no. So, there you go. That's, that kind of puts me off autographs. But I was very fortunate enough to be mates and play with Ian McGlagan from the Small Faces, and he actually gave me a copy of their immediate record, Small Faces, Small Faces, Small Faces, which I think you're supposed to say in a Jewish accent. And he insisted on dedicating it to me, sold to the man for the price of a new toupee, £25. Ian McGlagan.
What is your most treasured possession?
Actually, I'm quite keen on my award from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum, which is sitting on the side. It's only 300 people in the world have got one, and I have.
And finally, have you got a message, polite or otherwise, you would like to pass on to Mark Riley?
Come on, Mark. Have a word with yourself, mate.
Okay, thank you very much to Glenn Matlock for doing the Manic Q&A for us, and that was obviously the Sex Pistols and Pretty Vacant. So it's been for around about three quarters of an hour now, the rumours have been flying around that Marky Smith has passed away. And of course we've got to be really cautious with these things. We went through a similar scenario with a member of the Magic Band just last week. So we've had to wait for confirmation. Sadly, the confirmation seems to have come through that Marky Smith has passed away. The irony being that probably I went to so many gigs that Mark went to in the 70s, Lou Reed and all of those shows I know that Mark was at. But the Sex Pistols at the Leicester Free Trade Hall, the second time that they played, I must have been stood within 20 feet of him because it's a tiny venue. But Mark E. Smith, my old bandmate from The Fall, has passed away. We've had loads of emailers coming through, as you would imagine. Alan's been on, said there's a light that has gone out, say it's not true, a legend of alt music and a British benchmark, the Mighty Fall. I admire you for carrying on, Mark, if this is true, says Andy. There's lots of them. We'll get to grips with them a little bit later on, and naturally we're going to be playing Fall songs on the other side of the news. So let's go to the news now. This is Lisa Costello.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30. The Charity Commission's investigating a men-only fundraising dinner in London where hired hostesses are alleged to have been groped and propositioned. The President's Club, which hosted the event last week, says it's closing down, while one of the organisers, David Meller, has resigned from an advisory role at the Department for Education. Two leading hospitals have returned donations. Jasmine Whitbread is the chief executive of London First, which promotes business in the capital.
Of course, the first reaction is complete shock and an outrage, really. That this sort of thing could be going on. But also, when you listen to the comments, they're sort of disturbingly all too plausible, really.
The former doctor of the US gymnastics team, Larry Nassar, has been sentenced to 175 years in jail for sexually abusing more than 100 young female athletes. The judge in the state of Michigan said Nassar did not deserve to walk outside a prison ever again. The Michigan State University police chief, Jim Dunlap, said he hoped the testimonies would help other survivors speak out.
Despite everything, today is a day that everybody can believe that the criminal justice system worked together and hope. Hopefully that will have or result in more people coming forward.
It's emerged that victims of the rapist John Warboys were sent letters by police and prosecutors after his conviction, telling them he'd be jailed for a long time. Many are angry that the 60-year-old former taxi driver has been approved for release from prison by the parole board 9 years after his trial. Talks are again underway to try to restore devolved government in Northern Ireland. The power-sharing executive, made up of the Democratic Unionist Party and Sinn Féin, collapsed more than a year ago. And as we've been hearing, it's just been announced that Mark E. Smith, the lead singer with The Fall, died at his home this morning. He was 60. In a short statement, his manager, Pam Van Damme, expressed regret and requested privacy for the family. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 9:30.
Six.
Six.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Way. New equipment, all clean. You keep your clothes. at dawn, and in the morning, walking your bridges home, as I sit and stare at all of England's songs, I tell you something, I wish I was in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh Man, and before that you heard The Fall with Oh Brother, and before that you heard The Fall with It's a New Thing. Mark Riley on Six Music, and the news has reached us and sadly been confirmed that Mark E. Smith did pass away today, and well, it was lined up anyway, and it's something that we considered maybe not doing, but Giddy's there and it would be good to have a chat with him, to be honest. Hello, mate.
Hello, Mark. I'm so sorry to hear this news tonight as well, and I know listeners will be very sad to hear it as well, and it's the added emotion of having you announce it a short time ago as well. I know that must have been very, to put it mildly, emotional for you as well, because there's a lot of talk about people going on particular journeys and adventures with it musically, but I know obviously there are other musicians involved as well in the records you made, the extraordinary records you made together with Marky Smith and the other musicians with The Fall are just wonderful, and records of which you should be proud, and I would hope he was proud as well. And to hear you make that announcement was a very sad news anyway, but a very emotional moment as well.
You know, I mean, it is strange. I mean, Mark never, I've not spoken to Mark for a long time, and of course after I got kicked out of the band, it was a pretty unsavoury time, and then I got to know him again a little bit, and then it all kicked off again. So it's all in a book written by Steve Hanley, actually. But I have to say that I met Marky Smith when I was 16, and I went to see The Fall. They were opening for, I think it was probably Wayne County and the Electric Chairs, and I went away and I made a Fall t-shirt, and it often strikes me, you know, that if I hadn't made that t-shirt, I probably wouldn't be sat here now doing this, because I went to the next Fall gig wearing the t-shirt. Mark saw it and asked me to become a roadie. And then as age 16, you know, he really did teach me so much. He taught me a load about life, and he certainly taught me a load about music, you know, and we're going to be playing some of the bands that he influenced me into listening. We were talking last night, you know, about Arthur Lee, who's just, you know, a maverick and a genius, and we're going to be playing Captain Beefheart before long. And The Fall were my favourite band when I joined, you know, and they were still my favourite band when I got kicked out.
Well, I don't want to impress you too much on that, but yes, that itself, joining that band and being a part of that band, must have been quite something for you, and adding to that band as well, Mark, lest we forget what you did with that band, and so that's what makes today all the more emotional for you.
Yeah, no, it is. It's been and been talked about, and that's why we didn't know when the news came through. You don't know if this is news or if this is just some misinformation along the way. But as I say, sadly, it's true. So Marky Smith passed away earlier today. So I'm going to finish the rest of the programme now playing a couple more tunes by The Fall and a couple of tunes that I know that Mark really loved. So, thanks for your words, Gid. Much appreciated. Now, and you're going to be covering some Fall material later on, I believe.
We're going to delve deep into all those sessions as part of the programme from 9 o'clock.
Great. Okay. All right, mate. Well, you take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
All the best to you, Mark.
Okay, right. Lots of love. Cheers,
bye-bye.
Pal. Bye-bye. Okay, so once again, we're going to play The Fall now, and this is US 80s, 90s.
Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to US 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to... 90s. Cash aside, over inflation, theory of the panic insists. Welcome to the US, 80s, 90s. Middle page 19, small column, lower right hand side. Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Welcome to the US, 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s, 90s.
Everything. to be with me.
And also to be the monster tonight.
Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band with Tropical Hot Dog Night, taken from the Shiny Beast Bat Chain Puller album. And I do vividly, I can't remember what happened last week more often than not, but I remember vividly going down to Mark's flat in Prestwich, and he just bought that album and he played it for me. I didn't know anything about Beefheart really at that point in time, and I fell in love with it, as I did lots of other bands that he introduced me to. And so yeah, Mark E. Smith, 5th of March 1957 to the 24th of January 2018. Okay, we're going to go now. Gideon is going to do Mark Proud later, I know that much. We'll see you tomorrow with Cabbage live in session.
Totally wired. I totally wired.